Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. It's the 24th of February. And on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1208 and we travel to Italy. Today, listening to a homily in the chapel of St. Mary of the Angels in Portonicula, a young man named Giovanni di Pietro di Bernardone was inspired to devote himself to a life of poverty. He was to become known in history as Francis of Assisi. Born into a wealthy family of a prosperous silk merchant, this was a radical step, and it wasn't out of the blue. Previously, he had been selling cloth and velvet in the marketplace on behalf of his father when a beggar came to him and asked for alms. At the conclusion of his business deals, he ran after the beggar to give him everything he had in his pockets. His friends quickly chided and mocked him for his act of charity, and when he got home, his father scolded him in rage. However, before today's turning point, he had already had a rich life, been a soldier, been kept a military prisoner for a year, undergone serious illness. And his conflict with his father had continued when he returned home. In order to avoid his father's wrath, he hid in a cave near San Damiano for about a month. And when he returned to the town, hungry and dirty, he was dragged home by his father, beaten, bound and locked in a small storeroom. After his mother freed him, he returned at once to San Damiano, where he found shelter with the priest. But he faced legal actions from his father, who wanted to force his son to forgo his inheritance. In the midst of legal proceedings before the Bishop of Assisi, Francis renounced his father and his patrimony. Some accounts even report that he stripped himself naked in a token of this renunciation, and the bishop covered him with his own cloak. It's against this context that the young man today made a radical commitment to a life of poverty. Having obtained a coarse woolen tunic, the dress that was then worn by the poorest Umbrian peasants, he tied it around himself with a knotted rope, and he went forth at once, telling people in the countryside to do penance, brotherly love, and peace. This charismatic radical drew others to him, and within a year Francis had 11 followers. The brothers lived a simple life in a deserted house, and he composed a simple rule for his followers, who were called friars: to follow the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and to walk in his footsteps. They went to Rome to seek permission from Pope Innocent III to found a new religious order, and he told them that when God had increased a group in grace and number, they could return for an official admittance. Meanwhile, to accuse the accusations of heresy, and as a sign that they recognised the authority of the church, the group were tonsured. The founding of the Franciscans is an interesting case for institutional renewal and reform. In the centre of power, a number of the Pope's councillors considered the mode of life proposed by Francis as unsafe and impractical, even though it was based on his understanding of the Gospels and inspired by that homily. However, the Pope had a dream in which he saw Francis holding up the Basilica of St. John Lateran, which was the Cathedral of Rome, thus the home church of all Christendom, and he decided to endorse Francis's order. The order was centred in Umbria, before expanding throughout Italy and then the world. Francis chose never to be ordained a priest, although he was later ordained a deacon. But as the order grew beyond his expectations, he had to write a more detailed rule, and he found that governance of the growing order started to be beyond his capabilities. something which in modern management theory is referred to as founder's syndrome. Francis handed over the governance of the order to brother Peter Catani, but he died only 5 months later. And in a curious side note on Franciscan history, when numerous miracles were attributed to the deceased brother, people started to flock to Umbria, disturbing the daily life of the Franciscans. It is said that Francis then prayed, asking Peter to stop the miracles and to obey in death as he had obeyed in life. The reports of the miracles ceased. Brother Peter was succeeded by a brother Elias as Francis's vicar. And once the new rule that he had been working on had been accepted by the Pope, Francis withdrew more and more from external affairs. In this final part of his life, he was more intensely focused on prayer. And it was the beginning for him of the strange phenomenon, the mystical phenomenon of stigmata. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. If you'd like to know more about anything in today's podcast, email the show on pogppod@gmail.com or visit our webpage at www.pogp.net. Thanks for listening today. And please join us tomorrow as we look at the sad story of the defence of Pilania being attacked by the Teutonic Order. A story which has come to symbolise Lithuanian identity and resistance. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.